It's all right. Betty, the officer on desk duty and member of the pack, knocked on the door and popped her head in.
Hey, Sheriff, Alpha, I hate to bother you, but there is something up front that requires your attention.
Both of us? Axel asked, curiosity piqued.
Sure,
Betty answered with a shrug.
There's a young boy here who wants to report a crime, but he says he'll only talk to the sheriff.
I'll stay put for now, Axel said, taking out his phone. That was weird. People didn't typically walk in off the street to warn the police. Usually those things happened via tip lines. Zane pushed back from his desk and followed Betty into the lobby. The young boy, who on closer inspection was more of a teenager, kept looking over his shoulder. He stood by the high reception desk, shuffling nervously on his feet. His skin was ghostly pale, and his shock of red hair stuck out as if he'd lost a battle with his comb. Something was definitely wrong.
"What's happening, kid?"
Zane asked, crossing his arms. His hackles were raised way high. That was the joy of being a wolf shifter and the sheriff. He could tell when a situation was gearing up to be messed up, and this one was sure to be a dozy, judging by the state the kid was in.
"Well..."
The red-haired teen looked over his shoulder again, trying to see through the station's large window. "You being followed?" All Zane got was a nod, the teen's eyes still solidly on the door, as if he were expecting someone to burst through and drag him away the second he opened his mouth.
"Who by? Are you in danger?"
The headshake the kid gave was hesitant. Zane needed answers, and signs weren't enough. He'd have a better chance understanding Lassie. With a sigh, Zane leaned against the counter. Betty shot him a quizzical look. She was also a wolf shifter, and there was no doubt she was also sensing the boy was in some kind of trouble.
"How about you start with your name?"
Betty's tone was kind and soft. It was completely at odds with how fierce she was when things got hairy. The boy's shoulders slumped when Betty spoke to him. He kept his wide, scared eyes on her.
"Levi Griggs," he answered. "I think my dad is going to kill some people."
The words came tumbling out in a panic.
"You've got to stop him. I don't want to have to hurt anyone."
Chapter 2. Zane. Levi, the panicked teen, shuffled on his feet, his eyes trained on the ground. His words were heavy, and they echoed loudly through the reception area of the sheriff's station. Zane exchanged another look with his deputy, Betty, no doubt curious about the odd exchange. Axel rounded the corner. Blessed with shifter hearing, the Alpha had definitely heard the conversation.
"Why don't you come into my office and chat?"
Zane motioned for Levi to follow him, but the boy didn't move.
"I don't want to be in trouble,"
he whispered to the white linoleum floor.
"You won't be," Zane assured him.
The sheriff was fairly certain the kid was honest. Levi was a minor, and he was reporting the crime. Judging by the adrenaline and fear rolling off the kid, he hadn't done anything.
"Let's talk," Zane said, keeping his tone open and friendly.
Levi eyed the exit, his face a mask of worry and guilt. He shook himself and followed Zane down the long hallway into a small office. On nothing but pure instinct, Zane nodded to Axel, silently asking him to join him. Axel took his spot on one of the back chairs. Levi hesitated a bit before sitting beside the tall, burly man, but he slouched down with a heavy sigh.
"Okay, Levi, start at the top," Zane asked, trying to keep his voice calm and steady.
My dad..."
The kid closed his eyes and took a deep breath.
"My family is part of a group of people who want to remove all the witches from Salem."
Axel's eyes shot to Zane, but it was the only outward sign that the two wolves were concerned about Levi's words. If the teen had looked at either man, he would have seen stoic faces.
"It's this whole thing," Levi continued. "My uncles and a few other men in the town think the descendants of the Salem witches are poisoning the town. They want to kill off all of the people who have the same last name as the people who were hung in 1692. They think that to properly cleanse the town, they have to kill them in the same order as they were executed."
"So your dad and his buddies want to go out and kill the bishop women in the town?" Zane asked, keeping his tone calm and leveled. He was even surprised he remembered enough history to...